feeding the beast, the media, and the move wars. The Beast was the name of a short-lived TV show starring talented actor Frank Langella that perhaps lasted little more than a season. Although Langella was the star, the show was shot before a multi-screen, constantly flashing set that represents the changing subjects of the media. The media was the beast, for it fed incessantly on the lives, tragedies, and pains of others for corporate profit. Of recent days, the Philadelphia local paper has reported on the 10th anniversary of the death of John Gilbride, the ex-husband of Alberta Africa of MOVE. Most is written from the perspective of John's father and the grandfather of Zach, the child of Alberta and John. As such, it suggests that MOVE people may have had a hand in John's killing due to marital strife between the couple, but while long on suspicion, it is woefully short on evidence. The beast is hungry. Papers must be sold. Suspicions, like controversy, sells. Years ago, back in the 70s and 80s, news headlines drove area politicians to campaign against MOVE, which sparked conflicts that led to disaster and death. In all these conflicts, the media played a pivotal role. In the now declining Gulf War, the media played a central role, selling hatred, fear, suspicion, and lies after the frenzy of 9/11. Over a decade later, Iraq is a shattered nation, with millions of its people having fled the violence and chaos for refuge abroad, and Americans are more hated than ever. But the beast must be fed. It eats bones as easily as it eats bonbons. It stirs the pot of suspicion, conflict, hatred, and fear. And when it boils over, it feeds, profiting off calamity. Zach is a happy, well-adjusted, healthy, well-loved boy. His mom adores him, and he loves her. When the Gilbrides were engaged in reconciliation talks, John reportedly repeatedly arrived late or sometimes not at all. Does that sound like a guy wanting to really move heaven and earth to be with his kid? But instead of treating the situation as one capable of resolution, the media feeds conflict again. Why? The beast must feed. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.